29 of March 2020. Reflection on the Pandemic, Part 1. General Reflections. It is very difficult for me to hide the fact that we are in a major crisis around the world, which is, from my point of view, apocalyptic. We suffer very much restrictions on the worldly level, up to the limitation of personal freedom on many levels. Even more stark for the faithful is that they are often unable to go to the sacraments, that is, deprived of the comfort that the Church normally offers to their children. I am currently in Germany. It is one of the European countries which is increasingly affected by the pandemic and had the highest number of registered infected people in Europe after Italy and Spain. The state measures are drastic. As believers, we must learn to deal with such a situation well, to assess it in faith wherever possible. I always have taken this into account during the daily meditations, but I would now like to make the pandemic its own issue. Thank God, our daily reflections, together with holy music, find their way to many people, and for some they have become like daily spiritual bread. We all rejoice in this because it is a work of the Lord, and to serve this work is an honor and true fulfillment. As some of the listeners know, I have still other initiatives to answer questions or to add my critical view of current developments in the world and in the Church. I will continue to do so as long as God wants it. As often mentioned, I want to use the instrument of daily speeches more for specifically spiritual topics. But with the current pandemic, several themes are connected, if one does not want to explain this event simply as an inevitable fate or only on the natural level. Of course, I cannot say what I say is always the right thing. Who can do this except God Himself? But I trust in the Holy Spirit that He can give us some light in this situation and instructions that help us to deal spiritually with the present situation. It is not necessary to always know everything exactly, to be virtually omniscient. What is more important is how we deal with such a situation. It is like the Lord's last time speeches. He has clearly told us that He will come back at the end of time and also give us advice to observe such signs in preparation of His second coming. But He did not tell us the time and the hour of His return, which only our Heavenly Father knows. This pandemic is likely to be the same. We will not find an exact explanation pattern where one wheel totally reaches into the other. But the Lord, in His wisdom, will let us know enough what is needed for the present situation. It is much more important to deepen the trust to the Lord and to find the right way how to deal with the situation than to know everything. As I have already said in some of the last meditations, I believe that the pandemic is an approval of God, which can be understood as a rebuke. People are increasingly losing sight of God, and thus the reason and meaning of our very existence. This is particularly true in countries that have long been heard the gospel, which, in a sense, now often reveal their heritage, leave themselves to materialism and consumerism, or also attach ideologies and false doctrines. Let us think of many European countries, for example, or quite not few people in US and elsewhere. In this way, God falls into oblivion, and one feels safe in this earthly life, where apparently everything is well arranged, one can get everything and do just about anything. However, one overlooks an essential fact that one lives in an enduring culture of death and promotes or does not prevent it. It does not respect the lives of unborn children, for example, tolerates or supports unnatural sexual practices, even makes its way to the absurdity of a gender ideology on the political level, and much more. It is a life of increasing God-forgottenness. Then, the unexpected happens. Suddenly, security is faltering. You can't travel anymore. All of a day, the future becomes uncertain. What you have relied on is weakened. There are fears of existence, fears of death. Civil freedom is restricted because of the danger of spreading of the pandemic. The former soil is being pulled away from you, so to speak. You don't know what's going to happen next. So let us for today do a first conclusion. Should a loving father not rebuke his children as they walk the path of error, futility, or death? What is more important, a life of prosperity and apparent security, or the knowledge of God? What use is it to win the whole world but take damage to the soul the Lord calls to us? Now the main thing is demanded. What is essential in life? Where do we come from? Where to go? Now the Church should bring more powerfully and wisely her message to the people. Does she do it? The theme will be continued.
Kyrie. Christ.